good for car makers, but can we afford it?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. If you drive an ugly gas hog that's getting on your last nerve, Congress has a deal for you. Last night, the Senate passed its Cash for Clunkers bill. Now it's on its way to the president's desk. Marketplace's Steve Henn tells you more.
This morning, authorities will unseal an indictment handed down by a grand jury sitting in Houston, Texas. Earlier this spring, the SEC accused Stanford in a civil lawsuit of running an $8 billion Ponzi scheme through his bank in Antigua. Stanford had been marketing high-yield certificates of deposit to wealthy clients looking for a refuge from turbulent stock markets. He allegedly used money from new investors to inflate returns. But prior to the SEC's fraud case, Stanford was best known as a high-flying, ostentatious Texan whose unlikely love of cricket was matched only by his love of the spotlight. He sponsored cricket tournaments in Antigua and trips to Bermuda for members of Congress on his private jets. Stanford still maintains his innocence. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
This morning, the Transportation Department said Americans actually drove more miles in April than they did a year earlier. That is the first monthly rise in highway travel in more than a year. By the way, oil is up this morning to almost $72 on investor optimism about the economy. Some optimism on Wall Street, too. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%. The NASDAQ is up 1.3%. The Dow is up 0.25%, or 22 points, at 8,578. European stocks finished up around 1%. Asian markets rose today as well. Yesterday, the Supreme Court made it harder for workers to prove age discrimination. It was a 5-4 decision. The court said a worker has to prove that age was the key factor. It's not enough to show some evidence that age played a role. Paul Secunda is a law professor at Marquette University. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you.
What does this verdict mean for older workers?
For older workers, it means that it will be harder for them to get employment in this hard economic climate, because it will be harder for them to succeed on age discrimination claims when they're not hired because of their age. That's the one part. On the other side, it might also mean that older workers might be terminated more frequently, because this ruling could have further impact on employee benefits that these older workers have that make them expensive employees.
Employers are saying this means they won't have to settle so many weak cases based on speculative evidence that age was merely a motivating factor.
And yet this is not really about weak evidence. This is about putting a burden on older employees to have to show that your age was the only factor and not just one of many factors. And that's just not how decisions work in the modern workplace.
Will this ruling stand?
I think there's a good chance that this case will face the same outcome that Ledbetter, the pay discrimination case under Title VII.
Right. Legislation was changed.
Yeah. It was overturned because Congress did not think that the court properly divined their intent. So I would be not surprised at all in the next month or two to see legislation proposed to overturn the Gross decision.
Paul, it was a real pleasure. Thanks so much for doing this and cooperating with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
Part of President Obama's plan for overhauling financial regulation calls for abolishing the Office of Thrift Supervision. This is the regulator that oversaw AIG and other firms that contributed to the big fall. Well, the head of that agency was put on indefinite leave from the government, and now he's leaving. The Treasury Department says Scott Polakoff will retire July 3rd.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
In these days of finding stuff to do without spending a lot of money, museums are making a comeback. Instead of musty or boring, people are saying museums are an inexpensive way to learn new things, and that is boosting their numbers. From Station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
The Harvard Museum of Natural History is about as old school as they come. Brick building, tall ceilings, and lots of dead animals in glass cases.
Look at that big mouse, Mom. And look at flying squirrel.
Allison and Leanna Cameron are here with their mom, Mary. She brought them here not only for the stuffed rodents, she wanted to keep her pocketbook stuffed.
We did come on Wednesday afternoon because it's free to get in from 3 to 5. It certainly was a factor.
Cameron is part of a growing number of people searching out museums lately for their low cost, even with admission. After all, the average entry fee nationwide is $7 a head. Elizabeth Werby runs this Harvard Museum and says the number of visitors here is up 10% so far this year.
Because people recognize museums are a value in this economy. They find inspiration, education, and fun for a relatively low price, and we're happy to provide that.
And this is a trend that's happening nationally. The American Association of Museums has been happy to see a boost in attendance after years of declines, especially now when many museum endowments have plummeted. That's what happened to the Whaling Museum in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
This first one is a humpback. The next one, do you know what this one is? This is the largest.
Tours are fuller this year with 8% more visitors. The Whaling Museum is trying to ride that wave to improve its finances. Here's Vice President Kristen Sneezek.
We decided to take a risk and offer free admission not only to our students, but also to family members that live in the New Bedford area. And we were packed. It worked quite well.
Gift store sales were up $3,000 during the promotion, but Sneezek is gambling on a bigger payback. She's hoping those families will come back again soon, maybe join as members, make a donation, possibly rent the place out for a special event. She says that's where the real revenue is for museums. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%, and the Dow is up 22 points at 8,577. Have a good Friday and enjoy the first official weekend of the summer.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.